From Maine to Oregon, state fairs are perennial big draws. Politicians come to shake hands. Kids are drawn to the rides. Gardeners show off roses and watermelons. Farmers parade prize bulls and hogs. Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolfe has gone to the Minnesota State Fair since childhood, and she keeps going back for the food.
We start with deep-fried cheese curds for breakfast. It's a dairy product, right? Cheese curds feel like silly putty and squeak when you eat them. Dipped in batter and fried, they taste like creamy grilled cheese sandwiches. With that nutritious start, we head to the Tom Thumb Mini Donut Stand for a bagful of tiny donuts, hot from the fryer and sprinkled with powdered sugar. It's best to take them over to the Salem Lutheran Church Dining Hall to have with Swedish egg coffee. They mix an egg with the grounds to take away the bitterness. It's better in concept than reality. Fortified with cheese curds and donuts, and fueled with Swedish egg coffee, we're ready for food on a stick. The Minnesota State Fair has a stick shtick. Maybe it started in 1901 when Teddy Roosevelt, there to give a speech on foreign policy, and to shake hands, no doubt, said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." Today, there are at least 43 foods on a stick. They are, mostly, great. Early in the day, there's a long line for Pronto Pups, advertised as a wiener done in a bun. The wiener, a hot dog to you, is dipped in wheat batter. Corn dogs are dipped in corn batter and deep fried. It is put on a stick. It is eaten with yellow mustard. It is the fair. But that's just the beginning. There are batter-fried pickles on a stick, pork chops on a stick, fried Snickers bars on a stick. Deep-fried Twinkies on a stick are sold across from a health fair display. The cob dog is new. Corn on the cob, dipped in batter, fried, and put on a stick. Also new is the Reuben dog. Corned beef, sauerkraut, and Swiss cheese, battered, fried, and stuck. I asked a woman who was eating one how it was, and she said, "It's kind of different," which is Minnesota for "get me to the Pronto Pups." To give our stomachs a break, we grab a fresh strawberry milkshake and head to the swine barn to see Terry, a 1,200-pounder who won the largest boar contest. We then make a quick stop at the Bee and Honey Pavilion for honey ice cream with sunflower seeds on our way to the butter sculpture. Princess Kay of the Milky Way is the state dairy industry's goodwill ambassador. Her first official duty is to sit in a rotating cooler, wearing her crown and a ski parka, while her likeness is sculpted in a 90-pound block of butter. We pass on potatoes, battered, fried, and served with your choice of ranch dressing or cheese, and hear a young father ask his wife, "Did you bring the preventive Tums?" Fortunately, the gift shop sells Pepto-Bismol. Yes, on a stick.
Washington writer Bonnie Wolfe has dined at the Minnesota State Fair in St. Paul almost every year of her life. And if you want to go to this year's Minnesota State Fair, you better hurry. It ends tomorrow.